889 from 509. Okay, go ahead, Jim. Well, how'd you great white hunters make out?
He didn't. Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough one because we had the lousiest draw we could have got. We used to have a lot of preference points for elk, and we were getting good units like Unity and Castle Rock and the Beulah area, Sylvie's. And I ended up with double hernias, and then in between that time, John ended up with spinal meningitis, was in the hospital for 6 months, and we lost literally all our points that we'd built. So, yeah, we knew it was going to be a rough one, but, hey, we had a great time, really had a great time.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about right there, is having a good time and being out in the woods and doing something.
Yeah, there were five of us, and met a lot of good people up there, and we had the radios on and did the best we could. We never did hear from Bob, so I'm not sure how Bob's doing up there. He was in desolation just below us. But yeah, the way we always look at it is, you know, we had a great time, and have a good time, enjoy yourself, meet people, and if you get an elk, it's just the bonus.
Yep, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
I hear that. Yeah, everybody went their separate ways. First 2 days, then we turned around and teamed up, and we buddied up and had guys, you know, flushing the thick brush and turned around and just plan, and there was so many people even, we stayed till the last day, and then we traveled the following day, actually, which was yesterday, and we got home late last night, but there were people leaving after the second day, and there was people leaving the third day, and there was a ton of people in our group, on our road, basically with as many camps as there was, there probably was, I don't know, 8-9 people just on our road with the camps that we had, which was total about maybe 15 camps. There was all kinds of them that left before we did, and the day that we left and didn't have nothing either. So, yeah, it is what it is. We had sorry about that, timed out. But anyway, yeah, we still had a good time, so that's the main thing. How's everything been going here in town?
Oh, just the same thing. Everything's been going okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, I got a text from Forrest while we were up there because the reception up there is so spotty up there in Ukiah that I would have to travel like, I don't know, probably 8 or 9 miles to get a signal in the truck. And most of the time we were on foot. I think the first day I did just a little under 14 miles, and that was a mistake after turning around and going through a sciatic nerve pop the year before. But anyway, as long as I was walking, it was good, but the ride was just torture. But yeah, I don't know. We did quite a few miles walking and chasing brush and everything else, but yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm still glad you got to go and you had a good time. That, like I said, that's usually what it's mainly about, you know. And like you said, you know, if you get one, that's just a bonus.
Yeah, that's true. Sound like you got a Roger beep at the end of your tail.
Yeah, I might. I don't think I changed anything.
That's got the Roger beep like the Garmins have and the Motorola radios and stuff. You know, just the standard, I don't know, whatever they're called, the standard 22-channel radio. It's got that bloop.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't changed anything that I'm aware of, so I don't know.
I think you might be sleepwalking.
Yeah, it could be.
Sleepwalking and changing your tail end sound. Yeah, but no, we had a good time. We got back last night. It was probably, I don't know, like 9 o'clock. And, first 2 days were good but cold. Third day, snow. And it snowed all the way, basically. It was snowing, but it was clearing. And thank God it cleared. It cleared yesterday coming back. We got some snow overnight, but it was real light. And it stayed literally between all the whole trip back. It stayed between, probably about 36 degrees to about 44 after we got in the Crescent and the other towns that are there.
Yeah, but having snow up there, well, at least in the hunting areas, usually a good thing. That way you can tell what you're tracking.
Well, it did. All it did was show us there was a bunch of cows up there.
Yeah.
The big deal was that we got a spike-only unit because we had no preference points, so we were actually doing really good with Keno. We were drawing Keno every year and getting our deer every year. Then John moved, and then I turned around and ended up with a hernia, so I didn't hunt deer for a couple of years, so we lost everything there. And then between the hernias and John moving up to Pendleton so that we could be closer, or he could be closer to the hunting grounds to where he could do some scouting for a couple of weeks prior or whatever. But anyway, yeah, it'll work out. We'll get there. There's 5 of us back in the party now, and he's our party captain, and I've known him for years. And, yeah, we'll get the points built back up now because everybody that was there plans on being there the next year, and we got a couple other people that are wanting to go and join in the party. So we'll see.
Yeah. You know, hopefully the more, sometimes the more the merrier.
Oh, yeah, it is. You can cover a lot more territory and find out where they're at. And I did try out the mini repeater, and I don't know if I did something or messed something up, but I've got it still intact just the way it was, and I turned it on in camp. And what I did was, it was our clear days on the second day, and I turned around and put the two oceans up on the roof with the little repeater system, and I couldn't get them to connect. What happened was Jesse had an Ocean 905, and I was transmitting on it. It was lighting up transmitting. But Jesse could hear me, but I couldn't hear him. So something was happening with his radio back, although his radio is basically programmed just like all my other 8 radios. So I'm not sure what went on, but something we'll have to get together and play with.
Yeah, I was going to wait and ask you to see how that went. Well, that's too bad, because it's, the only thing I can think of is somebody had the CTCSS on or something, but otherwise it should have worked because it shouldn't have had any.
Yeah, I know, because we tested it from my radio to your radio between the other two radios of mine that we had set up as a repeater, but yeah, I'm not sure what happened. But anyway, no big deal. I just came back and found out. Well, I mean, I told you I got the Redivus, and they sent me a package, and it was supposed to be with the antenna and everything, and I ordered the coax separate according to what Dale told me, and adapters and everything. And I come back, I get another package from Redivis, and I'm sitting there like, where's my antenna? This package came with an antenna. They send me a secondary microphone instead of the antenna.
Well, you probably haven't had a chance to call them up and say, ask them what's going on, have you?
No. See, the second package that they sent was supposed to be the antenna and a tube. And they ended up sending me a secondary microphone. Well, I got the Redivis system came with the microphone, the cabling, the program cables, the whole ball of wax. And instead of sending me an antenna, they sent me a second microphone.
Yeah, well, I suppose you'd be calling them and ask them what's going on.
Oh, yeah, I will. I've got direct communications with one of the girls at Redivis, and, yeah, she's been helping me out, so I just didn't have time today. I've been breaking down the trailer, and everybody had to go to work today, and, I don't know, me doing what I do. I haven't had vacation in 6 years. I just said, I'm gone for a while.
WRs again, 509. Yeah, no, I understand.
Yep, WSBT 89. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, it's all good. At some point in time, I'll get together with you and, I don't know, maybe we'll get together and do lunch or something somewhere, maybe Black Bear Diner or something, and I'll get that, I'll give you my whole radio set is what I'll do. I'll give you the ARs, 152s, and I'll let you see what you can do with them, or we can go back to the house after you're done, and we can test them out from there. Yeah, we'll get something together anyway.
Okay. It was good while it lasted.
I don't know what that was, but okay. But anyway, we'll get together, Jim.
Yeah, no worries. I did find that other deal for the AR-152s for Chirp. So just to let you know.
Okay. Yeah, I still wouldn't mind getting them set up for that. I mean, I could buy more radios. I could buy as many radios as I need. But, I mean, I'd like to check out that little system, get that thing working, and that way you know how it's working. And, I mean, for close quarters, I wouldn't mind it at all. I mean, I can turn around and change over the adapters for the antennas and do whatever and get antennas up and radio protected or do whatever needs to be done.
Yeah. Oh, and my coax cane and all that stuff, and then I gotta just run out to Home Depot to get the grounding wire and grounding clamps.
I've got the grounding rod right here, Jim. I don't think you need the clamps. Nope. It's a 4-foot grounding rod. It's got the clamp at the top, and you can use either. You can use 6 or 8 gauge on it. You can even go bigger than that. You probably go 4 gauge on it. It's a pretty good grounding rod. And I've got everything to drive the puppy in the ground and get it set up. Just figure out where you want it. Like I said, this puppy's yours. You've helped me out a lot. Not a problem.
Now, I appreciate it. I already know where I'm going to put it at. It's just a matter of getting it there and then getting it all wired up and hooked up and everything.
I think he was saying he was going to put it in by the fireplace, basically pretty close to all the other antennas.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up there on the fireplace. I was going to take that other one down when I put that up, but I think I'm going to leave it up and use it for backup or maybe even hook up my scanner or something. That way I can listen better to the scanner.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yep. But no, just let me know when you got the other pieces and parts that help. Heck, excuse me, everybody. If, hey, need me to come over the house, go with you, or do whatever, just let me know. We can turn around and jump in a truck and go together, if that's possible.
Well, it'd be more jump in my van and go, but, yeah, I get what you're saying. I appreciate it, John.
Hey, not a problem. That's what we're all here for. We're neighbors. That's what it needs to be.
Yep, absolutely.
Just a shame we can't get some of the others into it and realize what we got going on here. I mean, you'd think with a farm community, you'd think everybody'd be a lot closer than what they are, but we've got a lot of diverse amount of people, so it is what it is, and they're going to do what they want to do, and all we can do is attempt to help, and if they don't want it, then, well, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you said, it is what it is.
Yep. Alrighty, Jim. I got the wife coming home here pretty quick. She's just getting done at the church at the job she's been at for a little bit. Actually, she works for us. Now she's working for a church, too. But, yeah, she's actually really enjoying it. But anyway, she's working a little late tonight. She's taking care of donations and stuff on the bookkeeping end and, yeah, she's on her way here in a couple of minutes, so I'm going to let you go. You have a good night, and we will talk to you later, and appreciate for everything you've done. WSBT 889, we will be monitoring.
All right, John, have a good night. WRZN 509.